This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've got Carl Zalek in the house. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me, brother.
Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek, also alumni of USF. Woo! Their football program was doing pretty well this year.
Until we weren't.
You lost to Old Dominion. I mean, you basically lost to a trucking company.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's got to hurt.
Tough room. aren't you glad you showed up at this hour?
I feel a little pain for the Gator Nation, baby.
Well, my son was a Gator and also a Bull. He got his master's
there. But we did
there,
one thing. So. Just like Florida beat FSU, it's still, you know, salvageable season, right?
Yeah.
And USF beat Florida. It's still just, you know, it just rings great in your ears,
Some things, like in the past, don't really resonate into the future. We've kind of closed that chapter,
so we moved on.
We didn't.
New coach, new time, new opportunity. And what scumbags Auburn is, right, for stealing our coach. I mean, the guy finally gets things going and things are moving. Boom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's part of the deal these days, I guess.
Well, I guess at the end of the day, the truth is, you know, when people talk about it, we got to get out of this American, you know, get in the conference, you know. Why don't we just come into the SEC with y'all, all right? I mean,
well, come on in.
Have a little party.
Come on in. I was going to say, normally that, you know, that would be an easy win, but it is not anymore.
Not anymore.
Hey, there are people a lot less fortunate than many in the coaching world these days.
Yeah.
And those people, you know, they need some help. And in Marion County, you've been doing this for years, bringing the Harvest Home. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so Bring the Harvest Home is our 15th annual awesome food drive. And, you know, our community really just gets involved. Man, our fire department won this year. They really brought in the most food. And what's really cool is we even beat our goals from last year with over 30,000 pounds of food and more than $34,000 in monetary donations from our community. Man, I just want to say thank you, Marion County, because when we ask, we put all these things together. You come through every single year to make sure people in our community have something on their table for Christmas. I love y'all. Thank you so much.
You got Brothers Keeper, Interfaith Emergency Services, Salvation Army of Ocala, Vets Helping Vets,
yep.
USA, Helping Families Across Marion County. So that is awesome.
Huge.
You've also
got
Animal Abuser Registry Month. This has to do with Molly's Law.
Yeah, so we celebrate now the state of Florida passed the Dexter's Law. And so this all started with Molly, really a state initiative to put this Animal Abuser Registry. And what it does, and what we know now really from the psychological mind of a criminal, is the fact that, hey, if they are... They tend to start out as animal abusers, right?
Yeah,
significant.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, beating animals. I mean, you know.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the kind of start that a lot of these criminals get. And so if we can stop that criminal at an animal abuser element, then maybe thank God we could stop them from hurting people. You know, and so, listen, these are cruel acts to, you know, innocent animals. And so we want that registry to happen, and we want it to happen statewide. So the matter is that somebody that abuses an animal anywhere in Florida can't just go to the next county or city or whatever and buy another animal and unfortunately abuse that animal. No, they have to be on this registry, and so that people and kennels and all those things and breeders that are of good reputation will not sell to these folks.
Right on. I know you've got a bunch of road projects that are going on, and
yes.
we can't dig into each one individually.
Sure.
So they're all listed on the website, correct?
Absolutely. And we just want people to know, hey, listen, we have over the last couple of months, we have over $100 million of road projects that have went out because you passed the sales tax, the citizens of Marion County. We are hard at work making sure that, you know, it takes some time, you know, because you have to do some eminent domain, you have to get the right of way, you have to get all these pieces in place. We're running things simultaneously, getting the right of way, putting the engineering plans in place, and firing these things out and getting them out of construction so we can bring relief to our traffic issue as soon as possible. Just know we're working on it. If you want more information, contact me or go on our website. I'd be more than happy to share that with you.
Fantastic. And Marion County, you know, you've got a large population of veterans, as
huge.
Really the whole surrounding area, but definitely in Marion County. And there are some great local veterans groups that do so much for the community, and that's a good thing. Now, tell me about this local Veterans Hall of Fame.
I am so excited to announce this. We have just basically paved the way for Marion County's first Hall of Fame. We want to host this at our Veterans Park. We are partnered with our presenting sponsor, Vet Helping Vets, to do the dinner and the celebration of that. And what it will be is a way. So we're going to pick approximately three veterans, 25 or so applications a year. And this is really not just about their service in the military, right? Of course, that's a prerequisite. But it is also about what they do in the community after.
Wow.
That is actually weighed heavier. We built this model off of the Florida Hall of Fame. We just had Captain Petty that we talked about a few weeks ago. He was inducted into the Florida Hall of Fame along with one of our other veterans a few years ago. And we wanted to make a pathway. First of all, we wanted to recognize the folks that were in Marion County. And then secondly, we want to have a pathway created for a better connection to the Florida Hall of Fame. And so this is a way that we can recognize local heroes that not only do something for their country, but they also do something for their local community. You know, Captain Petty, he was one of those guys that helped thousands of people get the cancer screening up front. Went to the drug company,
paid for it,
struck the deal, helped everybody do that. We put a grant together. What a community service. On top of that, he helps lead the honor guard in our community. So these are the kind of heroes that continue to serve day in and day out. And what I think is really cool about it, Bob, is that now, not only do you see a national pride and national sacrifice, but now you see sacrifice with a local address right in Marion County.
And touching the people around you in the community, and there's a lot of veterans that do so much. I'm glad they're being highlighted. The inaugural Hall of Fame ceremony you've got scheduled for March of 2026.
Up.
So, yeah, it'll be here before you know it.
And if you have a loved one that needs to apply, please go to marionfl.org/VHOF. VHOF. That is our veterans line. We'll have the applications up and running. You'll see it on social media. Follow us on the socials. It's a really cool opportunity.
You know, the average person, this isn't just Marion County, but the average person, we can always find things to complain about. Hey,
yes,
how come
sir.
Nobody mowed that lawn over there? Is the county supposed to take care of that? Hey, why is there litter over here? I mean, we can always find a list like that, but we don't always understand the nomenclature behind it of how things are supposed to proceed and how things get done. And in Marion County, you're pretty proactive with this academy. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so really, what the academy is set up to do, and we've had all these citizens go through, it really gives you an in-depth. You're going to hear from the horse's mouth, if you will, about every department that we have, how it works, what happens. You know, so again, you have a question about how do we patch potholes? We're going to go in and we're going to show you how we do it. You have a question about what happens to solid waste once my garbage guy picks it up? We're going to answer those questions. You have a question about, hey, how does growth really happen? What are these zoning hearings I hear about?
Yeah.
How does that work? We're going to answer those questions. You have a building department permit that you need help with. Who are the people that do that? How does it work? How does my library work? How does my park system work? Who are the people that are doing these things? We have all of those answers. We take you day by day through all of these courses, and we make sure that when you leave, hopefully you're a fan of what we do. And then secondly, we've got some great advice and tips from citizens that say, hey, Commissioner, what do you think about doing this a little bit better? Oh, man, that's a great idea. Let's do it. Thank you for being part of Citizens Academy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, once they see how things work, they can become problem solvers. Just to become, you know, problem pointers isn't always that helpful. So I love it. And you do this to people that are interested in it for absolutely no cost to them. So that's a great program. And then real quick, we don't have a lot of time, but Emergency Solutions Grant Program. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this aligns with our long-term plan. Again, HUD, half of that comes from them. They are able to give us about $99,000 requested by the city of Ocala, part of that joint effort. These funds dedicated to the outreach service across the county, reaching individuals from in homelessness. So this helps us to hopefully lift up. Saving Mercy has put these tiny homes in place. You know, so there's an all hands on deck approach. We connected to roughly 249 people that need that kind of assistance in Marion County, and we hope more than just homelessness, right? But it's the assessment, it's the guidance, it's a little bit of all of those things to come together. Do they need a job? Do they need these resources? Are they a veteran that have these benefits sitting here? You know, all of those pieces are usually part of the puzzle of homelessness, and including, unfortunately, sometimes they need some mental health issues and or drug addiction issues, right? So all of those pieces come together. We're trying to solve that problem. Now, it's hard. People have to actually want help.
Sure.
So that's part of the problem, as you well know. But we're there. We have the programs. We have the assistance. And we're trying to make a difference one life at a time.
Marion County government working hard for you. I love it, Carl. Zalek, you and your family have yourself a wonderful Christmas. And we'll definitely see you in the new year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.